AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A stunning attack in Turkey. A gunman has shot and killed the Russian ambassador. It all happened during a public event in Ankara as that ambassador was giving a speech. Our Vladimir Ishishenko tells us the gunman has also been killed.
The gunman approached the ambassador as he lay on the ground and shot him at point-blank range to finish him off. Turkish police engaged in a firefight with the assailant, and after the assailant was killed, an ambulance took the ambassador to a hospital, but he died.
The gunman has been identified as an Ankara police officer. He shouted slogans about Syria after he shot the ambassador. UN monitors have been cleared to go to Aleppo to prevent further violence in Syria as evacuations from that city resume. America's UN ambassador Samantha Power says any further delay in the humanitarian effort would be unconscionable.
People have waited out in the freezing cold. Indeed, overnight we received reports of death by overexposure. As they wait for their besiegers to deign to give them license to depart.
Nine people have been killed in Berlin after a truck rammed into a crowded Christmas market there. Dozens of other people were hurt. Police say a suspect believed to be the driver was arrested nearby. A passenger is dead. It's just a matter of a few votes now before Donald Trump will be certified as the 45th president. Electors have been penning their names to ballots in state houses across the country today. A lot of them have been getting messages ever since the election to vote against Donald Trump.
It was daunting. I have thousands, literally thousands of letters and postcards.
Mostly respectful or kind of angry?
The ones I opened. I obviously didn't open thousands of them. Most of them were fairly respectful. Some were a little on the edge.
There are some rogue electors being reported around the country, but all of them have tried to break from voting for Hillary Clinton. This is AP Radio News. The North Carolina law, known as HB 2, which limits LGBT protections, may be repealed this week in a special session of the state legislature. That law requires people to use restrooms in many public buildings according to their birth sex and excludes sexual orientation and gender identity from statewide anti-discrimination protections. President Obama may be on vacation in Hawaii, but he's been keeping busy. Today, the White House announced the president has pardoned 78 people and shortened the sentence of 153 others who were convicted of federal crimes. This is our Mark Smith.
Most of those given relief were sentenced for low-level drug offenses, but many faced life sentences. The White House says the president's clemency efforts are driven by his belief that courts have long been locking up too many young people for too long, and by his conviction that America is a nation of second chances.
The president today also signed a bill returning one of the oldest and most complete skeletons found in North America back to Native Americans in Washington State for reburial. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.